Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and happy Friday. The weekend is here. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. Your time check. It is 8:06. Is Hayes Jewelers where the answer is always yes? Yeah, bang on that drum. Very, very therapeutic. And that's what we need. Most of us need right now is probably a therapist.
Wow.
Well, we try to, we're trying to look for the upbeat stuff. But the fact of the matter is, top story, Israel striking Iran. More details on that coming up. But right now we have Florida's Attorney General Ashley Moody joining us. Good morning, General. How are you?
Well, good morning. Great to join you again.
Yes, it is excellent to talk to you, especially in light of this recent report that came out. This is Florida Sheriff's Association helped to put this together, and it says good things about Florida, and we're on the right track.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about what's going great in Florida. That'll start your day off right. So the Florida Sheriff's and the Florida Chamber are made up of all of our business interests within the state and families, came up with a report called Stronger, Safer Cities, and it outlined how other states have really taken some unproven, not smart detours off the path to success. In Florida, we've done the opposite and gotten it right. Everything from making sure we're enforcing the law, making sure our prosecutors are enforcing the law, making sure our police officers have good funding, that we're supporting them as a community. It's a really great report. So proud of Florida and so proud to lead it as the Attorney General.
I got to tell you, I mean, as when I was a younger man, this would be a non-story. Of course, you're the Attorney General. Of course, you're protecting the citizens. Of course, you have a governor that's proactive in law and order. I mean, you take those things for granted. But as the years have rolled on and we've seen politically, the Democrats steer so far to the left, they push in these rogue prosecutors, the no bail thing, no sentencing, bad guys out on the streets. I mean, it doesn't take, a rocket scientist to figure out what's going to happen. Crime's going to go up. You talk about funding the police, while politically those on the left just a couple of years ago were talking about defunding the police. I guess one of my concerns is Florida's done a great job of keeping taxes low for the citizens. Although there are a couple areas we need to work on, like homeowners insurance and car insurance. But aside from that, you want to fund the police. But how does inflation impact that?
Well, you know, that's one of the things, as a mother who still has child in school and, making dinner every night and making sure we're, having groceries in the house that can feed a growing boy, we're feeling it, right? And it's very frustrating. What's been happening in terms of this policy pushed by this administration that have just strained our supply chain and increased costs. As Attorney General, you know, I like to say I protect a lot of things, communities around the state, but I also protect, you know, the autonomy of Florida, the ability of us to make decisions for ourselves, to lead the way we know works for Florida and keep Washington out of our business here in Florida. We figured out the equation. They certainly haven't done that in Washington, D.C. and other states. And so, you know, you've probably heard and seen I've pushed back a lot on some of these really egregious, radical policies that are going to even further strain our supply chain as it relates to, you know, a push for full electric vehicles within a short amount of time. You know, all of this stuff being pushed by this administration is going to affect that number at the end of the day, how much money you have in your wallet and how much you have left to provide for your family. And that's what I think Floridians and Americans are feeling right now. And we're doing everything we can, Governor DeSantis and I, to make sure that Florida's doing our part to push back.
But I believe that. And, it, you know, you talk about cracking down on drugs, drug dealers, drug use. You know, I know that, you know, law enforcement in Florida is trying to do their best. But when you have this wide open border and fentanyl is just flowing in, that makes their job a lot tougher, doesn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, I tell people all the time, you know, we talk about a drug epidemic and a drug crisis, and to put it in perspective, just to remind people how bad it is right now, especially because of this wide open border. When Nancy Reagan first said, just say no, we were in a crisis. Nationwide, we lost 3,200 people. Last year, we lost 110,000 people. It is more deaths of working age Americans than we've had under any other president, including wars. And, you know, in terms of dropping the ball on security and safety of this country, I do not think there will ever be a time in the history of our United States where you can find such a deliberate action that put us at more risk. And so you are right. A lot of this is left to our law enforcement men and women who are charging in to the breach to protect Americans and Floridians, where that ball has been dropped at the southern border. And I was so proud yesterday to stand with new officers in Sarasota County and in the city of Sarasota. 70% of them moved here from out of state. They wanted to be Florida heroes. We are filling vacancies at a rate not seen in other states around the United States. And I think that's because they see here in Florida, we are willing to put our money with our mouth, where our mouth is, fund police officers, give them bonuses, speak out and support them, say we're the most pro-law enforcement state in the nation. And it was really a special moment to see people switching careers and moving to our state all to be Florida heroes. And they really are what's making up for the lack of leadership on crime and our border and the enforcement of law elsewhere.
Well, and you're also impacting just the everyday citizens' kind of quality of life day in and day out. I mean, I thought reacting quickly to the porch pirate issue and also the squatters issue, seems like other states, other governments takes them forever to address these issues. It seems like your response was pretty rapid here.
Well, you know, that is what it takes to have good leadership, right? So I have been so honored to be given this job. And since I started, you know, we've been looking around the nation, looking at the challenges that are being faced, especially in the criminal justice arena. We're not immune here in Florida. We face those same challenges. But, you know, we passed historic retail theft legislation before it was even a talking point in the nation. And mm-hmm. So we were ahead of that. We've passed porch piracy, bail and bond bill, to do the complete opposite what they're doing in some of these other states. And we were facing some of those issues, but we were so proactive that we nipped it in a bud before it became an issue. That's what you want out of executive leaders. That is their job. And when I look at, like, Gavin Newsom, who hasn't even met with his sheriffs in 5 years, or I look at Kathy Hochul in New York, who, like, scratched her head and literally said, someone should look into this, when those here illegally battered officers in the subway were released and not deported. You know, that is the job of executive leaders, the governor, the attorney general. And that is why Florida is doing so well. And so proud of it. And we'll continue to work hard to identify those issues and tackle them up front.
And just one last thing. I mean, you know, this administration touts, you know, free Florida. Florida is free and all that. Yet when it comes to gun rights, we are lacking. What will it take for us to pass, for instance, open carry in Florida? You're the Florida Attorney General. What do you say?
You know, I think Florida legislators over the last few years, especially since we've come into office under DeSantis, have been every year taking steps towards making sure we are truly protecting Florida's Floridian Second Amendment rights. And, you know, I think you saw that recently with making sure that folks could carry. And I think that you'll see that being considered in the upcoming years. I know that that was something that was proposed and discussed, and I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't come up again.
Yeah, it might come up, but it doesn't even usually make it out of the, you know, the first rounds. And it's almost like you feel like they all nod and say, oh, yeah, we're all for it, knowing that it's never going to get anywhere. But anyway, I appreciate the answer and your time on these issues. And we appreciate the work that is being done and that the crime rate in Florida is lower than the national average. So those are good things. And we appreciate your time, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody. Thank you.
Great to be with you.
All right. It is 8:16. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. More on Trump. The jurors now are being seated. They've got all their jurors in place. And Senator Josh Hawley and some interesting things that he's bringing up. We'll talk about that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mark Levin.
Are you going to be played by Joe Biden?
Weeknights at 6.
Joe Biden's using the tactics of totalitarian bigots. You think our country is safer? You know it's not.
97.3 The Sky.
Make your mornings a little less hectic with Xanax. No, no, what? Wait.
What?
Sorry, wrong copy.
Oh, yeah.
Make your mornings a little less hectic with hands-free listening to The Bob Rose Show. Available on your smart speaker. Tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky.
It's nothing like Xanax. Well, we're not going to put you to sleep or not.
You're right. It's the opposite.
Exactly.
We create anxiety.
Wait a minute now. Hold on.
If we're being honest, and at least that's the one thing we attempt to do versus many other outlets, MSNBC, CNN, excuse me.
We don't create it, just make people aware so that they know how to deal with what's going on in the world.
And try to peel back the baloney as much as we can. I mean,
absolutely.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. It is harder to find the truth now than when I began doing talk radio 25 years ago. Absolutely no doubt. All 12 jurors are now seated.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. They are ready to go. Woo. They're chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
We're going to hang them. Hang them high. Hang that Trump guy high.
Well, as one of the ladies said that did make the jury, that she's not really a fan, and she thinks he's selfish. What?
Yeah.
Come on. Really?
Yeah. Well,
right, we'll see how it goes. But she's willing to keep an open mind.
Well, sometimes, you know, we have AI. And here's my AI thing.
Okay.
I think there's going to be a lot of very, very useful things, and there already is some useful things that AI can do, and as it develops, can do, and probably do well.
Right.
But when it comes in terms of being a truth teller and a truth seeker, maybe in the scientific world, it might be helpful. But I can tell you, any political questions that you might pose to, like, ChatGPT, good luck with that. This is a case of garbage in, garbage out. Very similar to any computer. Yes, it's supposed to be self-learning, but still it's going to learn based on what it has to work with. Okay? Like, if you've never experienced cold, how would you describe it? You know what I mean? It's the whole Zen thing. So until the computer, until the AI has something to work with, they're going to draw the conclusions based on whatever materials available. That's
right.
That's my understanding. So it's just like a computer, garbage in, garbage out, which is just like people.
Yes.
Garbage in, garbage out. If all you listen to is some of the drivel that your political science professor is filling your ear holes with, okay, and you're doing nothing but going like to MSNBC and Vox Online and all these far-left lunatic places, yeah, garbage in, garbage out. You're going to be one spewing the blah, 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 blah. What do you think about Donald Trump? Blah, 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 blah. What have you learned besides what you've learned what the lefties told you? What's that?
Mm.
Nothing?
Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure. All right, let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines and touch base with Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I would be happy to be on the jury for Mariorkas or any other people that are in Biden's regime after we go on trial for the murders of all these innocent people by all these illegal aliens that he's been letting in. Everybody knows that there's already laws in place to stop these people, and the Biden administration put the word out to not enforce those laws that are on the books.
Oh, yeah. Yep. There's no doubt that they have a different interpretation.
Oh, no, Schumer just said it's just difference in policy.
The whole asylum thing, they twisted that all around. I mean, it's bizarre. Look, none of these things happen by accident. Here's what happens by accident. D.C., in general, gets a hold of a problem. The lefties, their answer is always throw more government and money at it, and that'll solve it. Republicans are a little slower to react in that way, but usually, when push comes to shove, they tend to cave in at least somewhat toward the lefty way of thinking.
Wimps.
And then neither party has considered the overall long-term side effects and ramifications.
I think you nailed it right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why be careful when you go to government to solve a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like government is going to solve poverty. Look, whatever the government has, you know, gone to war with, they failed.
Pretty much,
Pretty much since, really, think about it, since World War II, okay? a war on poverty. Lyndon Johnson, war on poverty.
Oh, yeah. How's that going?
We're still at the same rate we were. About 15% of the population lives at or below the poverty line. It's okay, about the same numbers. And we spent all kinds of money to, quote, unquote, fix it.
Okay, we'll call that a fail. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. The war on drugs. Mm. And wasn't it interesting when Attorney General, who was on the air with us just a few minutes ago, mentioned that we had about 3,000 deaths the year that Nancy Reagan decided that it was critical that she went out and put the message, just say no to drugs. And that's when you had about 3,000 people dying of an overdose back then.
Wow.
And now we've got 100,000? 100,000. I mean, okay, some of these people are lost causes. They get addicted. There's no turning back for them. I get it. There's a percentage there. But an awful lot, maybe 70%, might simply be thinking that they're taking a small amount of a medication that they would normally see in a pharmacy, you know, that a doctor's supposed to prescribe you, but you skirt the rules and you're going to do it, and it looks just like what you may be used to taking or what looks like the real deal, and it's not. It's coming from ingredients in China, using pill pressing machines made in China, and it's killing 70,000 people a year. And most of this fentanyl and all this garbage is coming across the southern border. But you have a president who will do nothing about it. But the same president and these other Democrat leaders like Hochul in New York literally are patting themselves on the back when they find billions of dollars, and you know what I mean by fine, they find billions of dollars to spend on these newly arriving folks who should not be here. If you're being honest, they should not be here. They didn't go through the legal process. And then when people die or maimed or hurt as a result of the illegals being let in, that is also blood on Biden's hands.
Yep, absolutely.
It's just, you know, what do you do? You're upset, then you're sad, then you're angry, then, you know, then you're just, it just eats you up after a while. And if I see another poll where, you know, Biden is actually beating Trump or only behind by a couple of points, it makes me nauseous.
Yeah.
Are people that brainwashed and that completely ignorant? You have to be ignorant. These are basic foundational issues. They are not complicated. You can't parse these. Dead people, good Americans, dead. Thanks, Biden. It's 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. I'm going to find something that's got a positive take on it. I have to.
Dig a little deeper, Bob. You're going to need a bigger shovel.
I'm going to dig deeper in my medicine chest. Just kidding. It's 8:28. News Talk, 97.3 The Sky. Did I say Happy Friday?
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with a cherry on top.
Oh, yeah.
That's the ticket.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Iran has attacked Israel from its own sovereign territory.
The news that's trending.
Together with our partners, we defeated that attack.
Neither the region nor the world can afford more war.
Again, this is an issue that affects everybody around the world.
The news that's now.
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Senate shall have power to try all impeachments.
The news station.
Election interference by Biden.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stay on top.
News here in Florida.
At the top.
I turn on the sky. Boom. News.
News. At the top. Every hour.
News that affects my life.
When I need it. My news.
Sky News.
The news station. News Talk. 97.3. The Sky.
I just want to bang on the drums and eat donuts all day.
Well, you're halfway there.
But we're out of donuts. We've been out of donuts.
Oh, man. What?
Which I don't really need them.
Well,
I'm so American. I'm like, I have a need. See, aren't we bad?
We are bad. And, you know, I shared with you before the show this morning, you know, some people have their, they can judge how their weight is going by their tight or their skinny jeans. I've got a few shirts. And the shirt I'm wearing today is supposed to be a little big on me.
Maybe your shoulders and arms are getting massive, bro.
No, it seems to be a little lower than that.
Ooh.
See, this is supposed to be a...
It's your six-pack is morphing into a mini keg. Yeah.
It's just going to look like a barrel.
Better keep an eye on that. Hey, I know some people can help you with that.
I'll bet you do. You've lost what? How about 18 pounds?
18 pounds. I'm
looking good.
I've gained a couple pounds back, but I know it's muscle because I've been going to the gym and my weights have been increasing. So I know that's part of it. And so, and they even said you got to take that into account.
See, your weights are going up and my weight's going up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweetly.
It's just not the same.
All right. I promised... Yeah, you know, I was going to dig for some good news. I finally had to do some digging.
What you got?
Squad member Ilhan Omar.
Yeah?
Her daughter got arrested.
There we go. That's good news.
And not just a kid making a mistake and, you know, getting in trouble. I wouldn't applaud that, even if I didn't like their mama.
Yeah.
But, no, she was part of that anti-Israel protest at Columbia University. That is getting way too much coverage. You know that's what they want, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that's what they want. They want coverage.
Sure they do.
And so, to me, I would... Is it a headline? Yeah. Oh, yeah. They had some arrest at Columbia. They had some folks that were doing anti-Israel protests. Next line, done.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Why would you give them... That Fox News was like wall to wall. I'm like, come on! You know? Giving much more like coverage to that than Israel striking Iran, at least so far. We'll see how it goes today. But remember this protesting that took place, by the way, at Columbia that got out of hand. This was before Israel struck back at Iran. So how kooky are they going to get now? Right? So Isra Hirsi is her name, the daughter of U.S. Representative Ilhan Omar. And she was arrested Thursday, anti-Israel protests at Columbia University, according to law enforcement in giving that message. In fact, reported by Fox News because they were literally like all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do I know they were all over it? Because like a dummy, I was sitting in front of that, what's it called, that dummy box? The boob tube?
Yep.
Right? Yep. Wasting time. Now, look, part of my job is I got to keep up with what's going on. But let's be honest. You could tune in and be caught up fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You can check the interwebs and get caught up. But no. No, we're mesmerized. We're addicted. Now, here's a interesting thing. Did you know that Americans check their smartphones? What do you think this is an average. How many times do you think the average American checks their phone?
My wife and I were just having a discussion about this last night. I wouldn't even... I could. It could be in the hundreds.
Oh, it is.
I figured, yeah.
But you figure if you did it three times an hour, 24 hours a day, that would still be only 70-something, right?
Yeah, but three times... Okay, here's the thing. It's not 24 hours a day. Three times an hour, you're not even trying. It's like three times every few minutes.
You're right. It's 144 times a day on average. So there's people that can actually do it more than that.
Oh, I can beat that.
You can beat that average.
Yeah.
144 times a day.
Well, an event my wife was at the other day, there was someone who actually does basically trying to help people with what they call digital wellness, mm-hmm. because we are so addicted to all this digital stuff. Whether you're watching it on TV, it's on your phone, it's on your laptop, it's everywhere.
And how's that affecting your productivity? Mm. How is that affecting you enjoying other things that you should be doing, but you're interrupting your own self by looking at the phone? And we're all guilty of it. It's sure. just to sure. to what extent, but it is impacting our quality of life. And then if you take it a step further, you are looking at your phone, so occasionally you're going to check it, and there's going to be something there. What are you going to do? You're going to open it. You're going to read it. You're going to look at it. So that wastes more time, and more times than not, very rare is the text, dude, I got your $500 in cash.
No,
I'm
going to
stop by in an hour.
No, it's not.
You don't get that text. You got, dude, I'm a little short. Can you meet me at the bank and help me out? Right?
Yes.
Dude.
Yes.
I'm on the side of the road, man. Mm-hmm. I got a flat tire and my spare's out of air. Can you help a brother out?
What, do you remember that whole, and I experienced this, it's been a few years, that whole phantom vibration syndrome?
Yes.
It's real, people.
It is.
You would swear on everything you've got.
No,
you know you heard your phone vibrate.
I still experience it because, I'll wear that fanny pack thing.
Sure.
And so, that's where I would a lot of times put my phone anyway.
Yeah.
And then you could feel it buzz.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even have it in that bag, and I still get that buzz, and it's like, what is that?
Isn't that crazy?
It's your body reacting to nothing.
That's a weird addiction.
Smartphones were introduced around 1992. They've become a part of our everyday lives. Americans check their phones 144 times on average, according to a 2023 survey by reviews.org.
Yes.
Constantly looking at your smartphone can negatively impact the depth of your conversations. No kidding.
Well, yeah.
And this is true even if it's just on a table nearby during a chat with a friend or a colleague.
I get that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why a lot of families have adopted a no phones at the table thing for dinner and whatever, and I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't have my work email on my phone, much to the chagrin of those who...
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, if it's important people that know me know my phone number.
That's true, too.
If it's so important that I need to open an email immediately, then it's important enough for you to just straight out text me.
I would agree with that.
And I would say that I'm very good about getting back to text. Now, I hate when people call and then they don't leave a message.
Yeah.
Do they automatically assume I'm going to call them back? Because I don't.
They don't know Bob.
I don't.
Yeah.
Again, and it goes back to, I know this sounds maybe a little selfish. It kind of is, but it's sort of self-protecting in a way. Yeah, like you say, they didn't leave a message, but what are the chances that when I call them, it was just to invite me to come over and eat free food.
Now that would be an emergency. That's important.
Yeah.
But you're right. Usually it's not. And again, it's so funny we're talking about this because Jen and I talked about this last night. If someone really needs to get in touch with me, they will call, they will text, they know how to get me. Same thing I said last night.
Well, and I know you gave me a funny look when I said I'm really good about getting back on text. I think that I am, but the caveat is, if I'm napping or if I'm sleeping.
Yep.
Oh, no, the phone's off. Not completely off, but the ringer is completely down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear it, especially other people have different hours. And some are either ignorant or not respectful of, it's 10 o'clock.
Oh.
I'm deep in sleep. Let me call you back at, I don't know, quarter after 1 a.m.
See, that's a peeve of mine, and it's kind of like, really, you know me, and you know when you hear us.
But who do we sound like? Sound like Dad. Who's calling during the dinner hour? You remember that one?
Yes.
Who would be calling during the dinner hour?
Exactly.
Not everybody has the same dinner hour.
Yeah.
We do in our house. It was 5 o'clock.
There you go.
Come heck or high water.
Uh-huh.
And my dad wasn't militaristic.
Right.
It's just that was the one thing. Oh, no. Dinner's at 5, even when he wasn't there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
you
amazing.
Will eat dinner at 5. I'm like, okay.
Okay, sure. No problem.
And you do get used to that.
That's true.
And then you like it.
Yes.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is Friday. Happy, happy weekend. Let's enjoy it. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Very difficult for me to take criticism about how I or other ladies live my life when they haven't raised children as successfully as I have. So when you can match me, then maybe I'll consider your opinion.
Now, 10 p.m. nights on 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is 8:51. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house as well. Friday, baby. Friday. We made it. Top story, Israel strikes Iran. Very limited kind of a strike. Hopefully, we'll find out more and what this could possibly lead to. We'll examine all of that. And is this the answer back? Is that going to be good enough? And look, I respect Israel's right to defend themselves. And of all the countries in the world that playing hardball is, I mean, the way to go, I think, is Iran. I don't know why there hasn't already been a coalition put together. I don't know. You know, we put up with too much.
Oh, yeah.
You've got these leaders that are going, yeah, we want to wipe Israel off the map.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, America's a great Satan. And meanwhile, they're working on a nuclear program?
Oh, but don't get them mad at you, Bob. Don't stir the pot. They might do something bad.
Or we could do something to eliminate their ability to produce a nuclear weapon, for one thing.
Yeah.
Instead, we had the Obama administration sending them boatloads of money. And please don't try to tell me how, well, technically it's their money. Yeah, it's their money. And technically, the people... they destroyed their lives. Hundreds of them were Americans that they held hostage for a year. How do you put a price on the kind of emotional damage that was done to them and their families? Give me a break.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should tie up their money until they change their ways. When good people overthrow the government of Iran and they become, you know, a good government, then heck yeah, you support them with everything you got.
Absolutely.
You make friends with them, trading partners. You do all that. And then if they start to turn on you, like China's turned on us, then you got to have plan B. Is there another place where we can get some of these things made? Oh, I don't know. Maybe some of them could be made in, say, here in America?
Oh, Bob, come on. That's crazy talk.
I know. Look, from a price standpoint and everything else,
we want to cheat, Bob.
Might not make sense to make everything here,
right?
But maybe just, I don't know, a smidgen of factories that would produce pharmaceuticals instead of 90% or more coming from China.
That's crazy.
And that's the legal prescribed stuff that people need to live. Not to mention the precursors and the chemicals that they said they were going to cut back on that was used to make fentanyl, and the pill pressers are coming from China that they make look like prescription drugs, and they're not. What would be the aim and desire of that? You are trying to fool somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for, you know, drugs, here's your drugs. And, you know, you can make whatever judgment you want about that. But when they specifically are deceiving you.
Sure.
This looks like a regular prescription drug. And then you take it, you know, and you're 26 years old and you just finished with your master's degree. And, yeah, you were looking to, experiment. And I know that you're not supposed to do that. But, yeah, made a mistake. Should you pay for it with your life? Well, they want you to. I mean, it's clear they do.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't allow these chemicals. And so China pretends like they're with us on that. But as it turns out, not only are they not with us, they are, and this is a fact. We found this out just recently. They are actually subsidizing the companies that make these chemicals. Mm-hmm. Subsidizing them. So they can't pretend like they don't know, because we would never buy that. They're commies.
Right.
They know everything that's going on in their country.
Mm-hmm.
And so, not only are they not doing anything about the problem, they're actually helping to create.
Yeah, the cartels have learned how to do it themselves, so they're making it a little closer to home.
Well, that's part of it that I have difficulty understanding. I guess they're making so much money that if you lose some of your customers at a rate of about 70,000 to 100,000 a year, maybe that doesn't impact your business model overall, I guess.
And is that a crazy thought?
Well, you'd think that it would. In other words, do you really want to kill your customers?
Right.
I would think, and maybe they don't do it intentionally, but as long as you're playing with fentanyl, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to kill some people.
Well, because like you described earlier, you know, who it's going to affect and who it's not. You don't know who's going to get it. So it's all a roll of the dice.
And look, I'm not saying start World War III with China.
Right.
But when you've got Janet Yellen over there in Beijing not too long ago, we would never decouple from China. It would be bad for both of our economies.
Yeah.
Never? And maybe, if that's the message you have to give because you know they are deceptive, that's fine then. In the meanwhile, though, what should we be doing? Doing everything we can to not have to rely on China. That's what we should be doing. And I think if we have a President Trump in the White House, we'll actually move in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but how about Janet Yellen just looked him right straight in the eye?
She'd have to be standing on the fifth stair.
Not necessarily.
I'm not sure I get it. I'm not sure I want to, especially coming from you, Greg.
Misinformation. Whether it's from the mainstream media or your brother-in-law's Facebook posts, you need the Sky to cut through this static of election 2024. Every move.
You need leadership, and this country does not have leadership.
Every candidate.
I tell you who did notice. Cookie Monster. He pointed out his cookies are getting smaller.
Your election headquarters.
We don't win. I think our country is finished.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.